and welcome to 12 Years. This week we are going to be focusing on how to have a sustainable Christmas. I am joined by Georgia and Meg. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
So I'm Georgia, I'm the President of Sustainability Society.
And I'm Meg, and I'm the GenSec of Sustainability Society.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Are you guys excited to go home?
Yeah, super excited. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing this Christmas to have a sustainable time?
I mean, I guess because we're at home, we can't kind of dictate as much what we get to do, but definitely going to try and make sure to, I guess, use up all the food that my mum makes, you know, like keep making leftover meals and stuff after Christmas. All my gifts to people, I tend to like to gift like experiences rather than literal things to just reduce consumption and try and avoid like the Christmas sales, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to sort of make vegetarian meals and encourage my family to eat more veggie stuff, and like encourage anyone to like use brown paper and reuse like wrapping paper and stuff. That's my big thing this year.
So yeah, we'll start on wrapping paper. Do you guys think that normal wrapping paper is the end of the world, is a massive problem? Because every year I look at all the wrapping paper that's on the floor, and I look at it in the bin bag, and I think, magnify that across however many households in the country and in the world, and there's an incredible amount of waste. Do you think brown paper, do you think it's, I mean, not the number one problem facing our country, but do you think it's one of the biggest problems that Christmas poses?
I think the biggest problem Christmas poses is just the idea that consumption is a key part of it. But wrapping paper does irk me a bit, just because it's a really easily solved issue of Christmas, just because you can reuse wrapping paper. Mm-hmm. So if your parents do insist on using it, you could probably just take it and make sure they use it next year or whatever, try and preserve it somehow. And also, yeah, you don't have to wrap everything. You could just present it in a nice bag, which can then really easily be used each year. You don't have to wrap it in the wrapping paper that you buy in shops. It's just like a really quick fix, I think. But yeah, definitely not the biggest problem.
Yeah, and I think it's a nice way. Wrapping paper is really expensive. Like, I remember when I was younger and I thought I had to get like the nicest, shiniest wrapping paper, and it was so expensive. But actually reusing wrapping paper and using brown paper, and like I keep all my ribbons, and like this is a bit lame, but we had a Christmas dinner at Wildwood and I asked everyone to take the ribbon off the crackers and I kept all the ribbons. So it's a nice way to save money, so you can spend that on something else at Christmas. And like I think there's a hashtag cut the wrap, and there's a website, and they've got loads of different ways that you can wrap things. So I think the one that I really enjoyed was you can turn crisp packets inside out and like wash them, and then you've got shiny wrapping paper for like small presents and stuff.
Oh, that's so really cool. Good idea. I'd never thought about that.
Yeah, and like it'll look different and it'll look like you've...
Yeah.
One of the really nice things I saw last year, I think, was... So my mum works in a school, and one of the mums had taken what was probably leftover wrapping paper, and it wasn't a big bit because, you know, it's quite often it gets screwed up or whatever, but they'd cut it into a nice shape, and they'd taken like ribbons of crackers and things like that and just stuck them on a brown paper bag, and then they've made something that's just ordinary become this really pretty thing. You can do it yourself, you can decorate.
Yeah,
it also shows a lot of thought, I think, has been put into it.
Yeah, like wrapping paper, just, I don't know, I feel like it's just a thing of capitalism that you don't need it, and yeah, I think it doesn't really show much thought. Like, you know, parents and stuff especially appreciate homemade cards and all. It's just a similar thing.
I mean, I get why people want it if your presents are sitting under the tree for 2 weeks and you've got this whole thing, you know, it looks good. But a few years ago I wrapped my presents and my stepdad's presents for him Christmas Eve night, and then within 12 hours or whatever it was all being ripped open, and I was like, well, that was just not worth it. You know, why not look at newspaper? Why not look at crisp packets, which I'd never thought of? But something that I used to think was beneficial and now I'm not sure is that, so if you have a log burning fire, I always used to think use the wrapping paper, because then you're cutting down on the amount of logs you're using, and you could burn the wrapping paper if it's not reusable. But then, since then, I've learned that probably the chemicals that's coming out and the general burning of things probably isn't the best way forward. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's always better to stick to... I know people kind of bang on about like natural things being better, but I think that is one of the cases where it is, because it's a natural process where you just burn logs and things like that, and they, to an extent, they are renewable. Like, you can just cut down trees and replant them and things like that. But yeah, wrapping paper is so, everything involved in the production of wrapping paper is just a bit bad for the environment, and then including combustion is just not great for the atmosphere. So
yeah, I definitely think the best thing is to kind of reduce and then reuse. So like, if you can reduce the wrapping paper that you're using, then you don't dispose of as much.
I am literally that person who saves whatever wrapping paper people give me, open it really neatly, and then next time I'll be like, oh, okay.
I'm the same. I totally savour the whole process of unwrapping my presents.
Much to, family annoyance.
Yeah.
But then let's go on to presents in general. So obviously you said let's avoid January sales, which is a very true thing because it buys into consumerism massively. I tried this year to cut down on consumerism much to a mixed extent. So I said, instead of Christmas presents, because, you know, as we were saying, we were having this discussion before we talked here, you know, it's very easy for people to get face masks and body butters and all like that. And I now have loads of those sorts of things. And I kind of said to my family that instead of getting this, why don't you donate to charity in my name or sponsor something? And that came out with very, very mixed opinions. What do you think about that?
I do think a big thing is ask people what they want, so you don't end up giving them just crap that they don't want. I'm the same. Like, I know it's very sexist, but like, girls often do receive just like beauty products, just miscellaneous stuff that they assume that you'll like, and sometimes you do like it because it's just like something that you do use often, but like 9 times out of 10, yeah, I just have loads of random moisturizers and things like that that I'm just never going to run out of. So yeah, I think a big thing is just ask people what they want, because that isn't really consumerist, because if they were going to buy it anyway, then that's...
And you see people getting really stressed out at Christmas. You know, I've been out 2 weekends now on the road to the shopping centre, not even to shop, just because I'm in the area, and there's so many people getting stressed, and they're like, this person has to have a present and it has to look like a certain amount of value has been spent, and it's become not a nice way of being like, I thought about you, here's a present. It's literally just become stress central, worrying, and kind of has to be of equal value. And I think you're right with ask people what they want, because people will just buy stuff in order to like make it look like they've thought about you, and they haven't actually put the thought in all the time.
Whereas there is more, the person probably value it more if it's something they actually want. So it doesn't necessarily even matter about the money, because they'll suggest something to you that's worth more to them than, you know, just a couple of quid. And also experiences, I think, is a really good idea, because I personally think that's just like more thoughtful anyway, and it's just it means it's a kind of a collective thing that you could do together, like a meal. I often buy, like, just take my friends out for meals, like on their birthday, for example, and on Christmas you can do similar things. I just think that's like a much nicer gift anyway.
And I think it's a real, like, if you're trying to buy sustainable presents, sustainable items and, you know, ethical items are really expensive, and it's a real question of privilege. Some of us, like, can't afford to spend £60 or £100 on a pair of sustainable trainers or sustainable jeans. But actually, like, buying experience or having like a little token, like, oh, I'm going to take you out for dinner when you want to or something, is a lot more affordable, and there's so much more thought into it, like, rather than just spending loads of money on consumables that people don't necessarily need. And you're kind of promoting that whole ethos of, like, not a consumerism, you know?
I think Christmas would just be nicer in general as well if it hadn't turned into such a consumerist thing. Because it's just... I felt the last few years kind of almost very conflicted about Christmas and what that kind of means now. But as I said earlier about charities, I have actually noticed things like companies, so WWF are doing a Christmas package where, or they're saying, why not give the gift of an animal, or donating and sponsoring an animal. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's kind of definitely one of those ones where you should ask whether they want it, because I have seen people receive things like that in the past, and if they're not passionate about it, then they're just not really going to care, and then you do end up with the thing of, oh, I've got someone something they don't even want, even if it had a nice intention behind it. But for someone like, I don't know, people like us, who actually really love the environment. I think that actually is like a really great gift. Mm-hmm. Like, I would really appreciate that gift. So yeah, I think it's a case of asking. And yeah, it does reduce consumerism and everything. So yeah, I think it's a good shout.
Yeah, I think it's a really good shout. Like, that if that's something you care about, kind of letting everyone know that you're more than happy for that to happen. And something that I saw and I've been sharing is the Choose Love. I don't know if you guys heard about it. So you can buy, like, pre-buy an item for refugees.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's, like, the three stages. The first one's arrival. And there's a whole range. So there's you can buy something for £3, which I think is a really nice amount. Like, that's an expensive coffee or two coffees.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if I'd be happy if someone said, oh, instead of buying you something that you don't necessarily need or want, I've bought something for someone else, like, in
Yeah, well, it's because obviously when you buy someone a gift, that's a nice feeling for you, but it kind of makes it even greater because you know that the gift that you've given will benefit someone else as well, and it meant something, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's experiences and kind of...
Mm. And with experiences as well, you don't even necessarily have to spend money, so if you're struggling for money, that's a good idea as well, especially as a student, because you could just say give them some kind of token and say, like, oh, we'll just have a really nice movie night, and but make it tailored to them, so like we'll watch all your favorite films that you've been wanting me to watch or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Investing time,
yeah, time rather than just objects, because no one really cares about objects, they're so transient. And
yeah, like, and you think we're all so busy now and we're all like running around trying to do 101 things and achieve so much, actually saying, no, okay, I'm not going to use my phone, I'm going to have an afternoon with you where you have my full attention and we're just going to spend quality time together. I think that's actually always, I think I get way more emotional about that than if someone had spent loads of money on like a piece of jewellery or some cosmetics.
And if you're concerned about memory as well, you can just take photos and remember it that way, and then you have something tangible to take away from it.
Well, exactly, and I think this is a really nice thing to be advising people to do. I think it's kind of different per generation though, because I know the response I've been getting, so my mum is very happy to donate because I really want to give to charity and my mum's happy to do that, but the response that you generally get from my family, I find, is that but you wouldn't have much to open Christmas morning, which when you're a child might be quite a thing, but you know, we're all in our 20s now, and they're like, oh, you won't have much to open Christmas Day, and oh, but the other thing I've had is, it's not all about you, it's about the joy people get from giving you the presents, which, yeah, I kind of understand. I do understand, but also, if you knew that doing something like an experience was going to give someone joy, you should be getting joy from that too.
Yeah, I think it is definitely an older generation thing. My mom said that to me the other day. She was like, you've not asked for anything, because I kind of just asked for money as a student, you know, that's a kind of a priority anyway. But yeah, I asked for money. But then that's where you can go to the kind of sustainable Christmas presents. So for example, I think the only thing the main thing I asked for was an experience, festival, and then the only other thing I've actually asked for was from my grandma, because she obviously wants to give me something, was basically to replace all of my toiletries with the Lush Naked collection, which basically is just non-packaged toiletries, and they last for ages as well, so it probably lasts me till my birthday, and then I can just ask for it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of about the right kind of price for a gift from your grandma, like £20, and it's replacing all of my toiletries, so I'm getting like a shampoo bar, conditioner bar, and a like a body wash bar, and you can just, yeah, they have no packaging, you can reuse them like a million times. So yeah, that's when I would suggest kind of going into the sustainable gift area, and it doesn't have to be something that's kind of outright sustainable, like I don't know, something that only like fanatics would be interested in. It can be just toiletries, things like that, that everyone will use.
Yeah.
And you can just make it sustainable as possible.
Yeah, and I think having the conversation though about why it makes you happy to have an experience, because I think sometimes my family, oh, but you do actually want a present. Like, you think you want that, but you do want a present. But like, sitting down and explaining why you care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I sat down with my family about why I'm trying to cut down on my meat, they were a bit more understanding rather than when I just, like, I...
You just said it, yeah.
Yeah, and kind of having that open discussion and, like, trying to get them to see from your perspective and trying to also say that you understand their perspective and kind of meeting halfway.
And also with experiences, I think, yeah, my parents are concerned that I've asked for this festival the last couple of years, and they always say, like, well, we're not actually giving you anything on Christmas. It's a bit kind of deflating, but they always make some kind of little card to present the experience, so it is in a way opening something. So I think that's probably a way to get around it as well.
And you get excited for what's to come as well.
Yeah, and then when you go to the experience, then you think back to the...
Yeah.
Getting of the
experience. And you don't have to stress as a student about the amount of money that would have cost you.
Yeah.
That you could be spending on other things.
Yeah.
It's a nice delayed kind of enjoyment as well.
Yeah, because that's not till summer.
Yeah, you're
going to be excited
Christmas
about it.
Out.
Yeah,
exactly. And let's lastly think about the Christmas table. So, first of all, crackers, second of all, food. What do you guys think about crackers in general? And I've noticed now sustainable crackers, because I was in. So I was in a bar the other day, and I'd clearly gone in after a Christmas party, and on the table there was lots of things left that said, instead of a plastic gift, we thought about the environment. Well done. And that was kind of the cracker. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, crackers, oh my god. Crackers are worse than Christmas paper, in my opinion, because it literally lasts about 2 seconds.
What about the metal crackers, the ones that come with... So obviously the ones are plastic toys, isn't it? It's just plastic, they get binned. But what about the metal ones with little screwdrivers, little playing cards, etc, etc?
I mean, I guess they're better, but I don't think anyone's ever kept the thing that they get from a cracker. Or if they have, then... I don't know, I've never met someone who's kept the thing in there.
I have. I couldn't tell you where they all are.
Yeah, like
I think I have a bottle opener on my key ring. And actually, in fairness, the other day my mum said she had some lights or something. She needed a screwdriver to open. They're tiny, tiny, tiny one needed. She couldn't find any, and then she found a cracker one.
But and yeah, I guess there are examples of cases like that. But just in general, there's no consideration of what the person who is having the cracker would actually want. Like
yeah.
usually it's useless crap. And then if it's not, then it's something that you just forget about, or you'll lose, or you could have bought anyway when you needed it.
You can now get make your own crackers, which I think is quite a nice idea.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
They're made from fabric, I think, and you fill them yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff like that. Like the concept of crackers, obviously I'm not gonna stamp on tradition. I like that idea. But yeah, making them more sustainable, because everyone enjoys the opening of the cracker, but that's pretty much it, and then it's just a load of rubbish. I think there are definitely ways to just make it a more sustainable process. And now I know about all the environmental impacts of crackers. It's taken a bit of the fun out of it for me personally. So yeah.
And I think that's the trouble. Christmas is filled with so many traditions, and people get incredibly emotional. And I know, like, I've got family traditions, and I get quite stubborn about changing them.
Yeah.
Like, and things like Christmas crackers are a massive tradition. Mm-hmm. And I think barreling in. And like saying no crackers at all, you're just going to put people off.
Just adapt rather than get rid of.
But I definitely think like it's a minority when you have something useful from a cracker. I think when you think about how many crackers are used in the Christmas period and how many things are actually used from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expensive, so the cheaper ones are going to be the ones filled with stuff that people don't want. They just want that big bang in the hat, really.
But if you're feeling guilty about having Christmas crackers, just do
make your own. You can do them.
Steal all
own.
The ribbons and stuff. Mum bought me a like mini Christmas tree in a pot, and we used old Christmas cracker decorations to make mini Christmas tree decorations.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah, if you can't avoid the crackers, obviously, if your parents are buying them anyway, I think just reuse it, and then don't feel bad once it's happened, and don't feel bad that you can't avoid the things that your family did.
And try and recycle what you can, because a lot of them are made of cardboard. If you really look at it, I'm sure you could.
Yeah, although be conscious of if there's like patterns and glitter on it, then you can't recycle it, which is the annoying part. If it's just, if it's maybe, I'd say, if you are going to have to buy crackers because of some tradition or your family, just encourage them to buy the ones that are plain, because you can just get a nice plain gold one, which is just as, I guess, nice looking, but then you can recycle it.
Yeah, it's about doing what you can. It's not about sitting there and feeling guilty and sitting miserably at the Christmas table because there's loads of crackers.
Yeah, just as sustainable as you personally can go. I massively support any efforts to be sustainable. You don't have to be the most sustainable possible. I'm such a hypocrite when it comes to all the things that I say we should do, because I know the information, so I know I should be doing, but sometimes it's just not completely possible.
I'm the same, I'll admit, with things like glitter. I'm really bad at that. I have glittery shoes, my poppy was glittery,
Yeah.
it's just something I know I'm bad at, and I know the information, but you know, but just do what kind of you can.
Exactly.
Yeah. And lastly, let's look at food. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we said earlier about wastage. I think a lot of people do reuse their food, but or you know, leftovers for days. But I would say maybe people reducing in the first place would be a very positive way to start. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think reducing is always my favourite of the whatever, however many hours there are now. I think some people have put 5 now, because that's just the best way to ensure the widest spreading impact. But yeah, once you've already bought all the stuff, I'd say just try and reuse it as much as possible. And everyone makes like Christmas sandwiches up with all the leftovers. I think that's a good idea. And also initially when you're buying stuff, obviously if you're spending a lot of money on a turkey anyway, well, maybe not you, like your parents, then I think just buying the most sustainable turkey possible. So if you can preferably buy it from like a local
butcher.
Mm. That's always best if you can make it organic or anything. I know that's very privileged, but I mean, if it was a case of money, then I mean, a meatless Christmas is actually way cheaper.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, the best part of Christmas is all the vegetables. That's kind of lame. But.
Well, I struggle because it was this time last year, it was just before I went vegetarian.
Yeah.
And I thought Christmas is going to be hard. But in the last year, I've also found that corn do chicken slices.
Yeah.
Tastes exactly like chicken slices. I know it's not quite turkey, but it's still a slice of meat like you would have on the plate, and then you can have all the rest of the stuff around it.
Yeah.
Pigs and blankets, you can make. And okay, I was skeptical about veggie bacon, but actually, it's quite good. And you can wrap that around some veggie sausages and pigs and blankets.
Yeah.
Like, it's there. Like, it's not like you have to automatically jump onto the nut roast train if you don't like that.
We had our sustainability Christmas dinner the other day, and they had tofurkey. I think we identified the fake meat was that. And tasted, because we were tasting it, it tasted exactly like meat. It tasted like turkey. So it was really good. So yeah, there's obviously alternatives like that as well.
Yeah, and like, my family are all hardcore meat eaters. So
yeah.
Nut roast is not on the cards, but I'm trying. We have a lot of like snacks throughout the day. So we have the Christmas meal and then we can't eat anything until like 7, and then we put in like pigs and blankets and stuff. But I'm going to try and like swap in some vegetarian like nibbles.
Mm-hmm.
So I tested them on my housemates. Halloumi and blankets, can recommend. Delicious, and also very nice cold, and they've got the saltiness that you get from pigs and blankets. Very good. Can you try that?
Nice. Well, just to finish, would you guys like to give me kind of a rundown of your top, I would say 10, if you can think of 10, maybe your just top list of general things for what people can do this Christmas?
So I would say leftovers for your recipe leftovers from your Christmas meal. That's a big one.
I'd say also cut down on consumerism as much as possible, avoid the sales and try and buy sustainable presents or experiences.
If you're buying Christmas lights, make sure they're LEDs because it's more energy efficient.
In terms of wrapping and any kind of consumables in that sense, try and make them as sustainable as possible.
If you need new Christmas decorations, why don't you try making them with salt dough or dried fruit? Or I saw someone had like strings with pom-poms on for instead of tinsel, and I thought that looked really nice.
In terms of decorations, you could reuse ones that your parents used. So I went home and just collected all of the spare ones that my mum had. And with Christmas trees, try and make them as sustainable as possible. You could rent a tree. I have a bit of an issue with plastic trees, but if you do use them every single year, then I mean, that's better than nothing.
And this isn't necessarily advice, but it was interesting. I found out you can actually get fair trade Christmas trees because there's actually a lot of like ethical issues with some Christmas trees. So if you're in a position of privilege, go for a fair trade Christmas tree.
Christmas trees is a lot more complicated of an issue than I thought, but yeah.
People get quite upset about Christmas trees.
Yeah.
It's and experiences, not consumables, is a big one, definitely.
Yeah. Also in terms of New Year's Eve and all the kind of drinking oriented events, try not to litter as much as possible. If you can avoid having just plastic cups for all your drinks, I think that's a big one. Yeah, like even tinnies are like more sustainable than getting a pint because you can recycle the tin. So
yeah. And volunteering at Christmas, we were having a conversation about actually it's a really good time to give back to your community and volunteer. Loads of local and national charities would love your time.
Mm-hmm. And I'll throw one last one in the mix. For those people revising and getting on with their essays, there is an app called Forest, and you can, so as to not use your phone, you just plant a tree and it'll grow. It's an online tree, and when you raise a certain amount of coins, you can pay to plant a real tree.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Which, so you, I just by getting on with your revision, it'll help you and you can help the planet.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for coming in. We hope you and everybody listening at home have a very sustainable Christmas and a very, very merry Christmas. And we'll be back next term, probably focusing on the topic of Veganuary.